Good afternoon, and thank you so much for tuning in. You know what my producer just asked me? He asked me if I'm a teacher. He says, anyone that talks as much as you do just have to be a teacher. Yes, I am a teacher, Kino. Yes, I am. And I love teaching. Once a teacher, always a teacher. And the thing is that I'm on the radio every Sunday, and I'm trying to teach the Bahamian people and Turks and Caicos, or wherever you are, and you're tuning in, even in South Florida, I understand some of my cousins listen to us down there. We're just trying to teach you how we can get ourselves up and going again. We want to be healthy. We want to live long. God has promised us 70 years, and by reason of strength, 80. Let me tell you something. I would love to be here until I'm 120. I don't want to be that dead at 80. I want to be here longer, so long as life lasts, of course. I don't want to be here with, you know who, Satan and his angels roaming the island, but I want to be able to live as long as God gives me strength. And that's why I've truly decided to become a vegetarian. That's one of the reasons why I chose to get rid of all the preservatives and the fast foods and the meats and what have you, because I really want to live long. And not only live long, but I truly would like to have the opportunity to have a better quality of life. And that's what we are trying to teach you, how to get a better quality of life. And so our topic continues from last week, where we were just sharing with you how you can be educated on chemical additives and how it's used in foods, and how it, unfortunately it can become hazardous to our health and the foods that you can find these additives in. Remember that our Vegetarian Delights cookbook, all of our recipes share with you how you can avoid these, because we don't have any of these additives in our foods. So if you would like to get a copy, give us a call and we will let you know where to find our cookbook. Of course, if you call us, that means that we get to talk to you too. So give us a call and we will be more than happy to share with you how you can get a cookbook today. We're going to share with you a little bit about nitrates and propylgalate and propylene glycol, red dye, saccharin, tannin. And we're going to try to share with you how you can avoid these things, because these are additives that really pose problems for us. We shared last week about the BHA, the BHT, monosodium glutamate, lactic acids, caffeine, and how these are so dangerous. So let's just share with you quickly that the nitrates, sodium nitrates, is used in food as a preservative and coloring and curing. We use it to cure. The hazard factor for humans, unfortunately, it's very toxic. And overdoses have caused death. That's right. When it combines in the body with other chemicals to form cancer, it actually causes a formation of cancer-causing agents. Where can we find these nitrites or nitrates? Sodium nitrates are found in bacon. It's found in hot dogs, sausages, and those that don't have the sodium nitrates in them are darker. Because what this does, it preserves the color. And so we're trying to make it look fresh and pink, you know, these hot dogs especially. We find it in smoked fish, smoked and processed meats such as hams and bologna and pastrami and salami and tongue. Some people do eat the tongue. I know in Jamaica when I was in school, they ate the tongue of the cow. People eat it. Corned beef, frozen pizzas, and unfortunately, it's also found in baby foods. So try to get rid of all foods that have the sodium nitrates in them. Then we have propylgalate, which is a preservative. It's used in foods as a preservative. And fortunately, it may lead to liver damage and birth defects. Where do we find it? It's found in meat products, potato sticks, vegetables packed with sauces, vegetable shortenings and oils, chewing gum, and even our favorite, pickles. Get rid of them, because unfortunately it's loaded in propylgalate. Then there's a famous one, that's propylene glycol alginate. Now, it is used in food as a thickener and also a stabilizer. The Glycol is also used as an auto antifreeze. That's right. You heard me. Propylene glycol is also used in automobiles as an antifreeze and other components used as solvents for oils, waxes, and lubricants. Where do we find propylene glycol? Because it is found in the foods that we may be eating. That's right. You are eating antifreeze when you're taking foods that have propylene glycol in them. Cream cheese, ice cream, yogurt, cheese spreads, jelly, frozen desserts, whipped toppings, candies, flavor extracts, beer, salad dressings, soft drinks, mustard, potato chips, and crackers loaded in propylene glycol alginate. Okay, so you need to look for these. Start reading the label. It's very important. Then we have the red dyes, which is used as a coloring in food. And there are possibly causes for birth defects with the use of the red dyes. Other concerns are cancer, unfortunately, from the use of the red dye. Where do we find the red dye? We find the red dye in foods like hot dogs. I mean, and this is on every list here. Red gelatin desserts, red candies, soft drinks, red pistachio nuts. I have a friend who loves pistachios. I need to let her know she can't be having the red ones. Red chewing gums, cereals, and baked goods has the red dyes in them. We need to stay away from the red dye. It's very, very dangerous. Then we have saccharin. And of course, saccharin is an inexpensive sugar substitute that mostly diabetics would use. It's non-caloric, and so it even attracts more attention from persons who may even possibly want to lose weight. Now, there are reasons to believe that it causes allergic response and toxic reactions affecting the skin. It even affects our heart and the gastrointestinal tract, and possible causes of tumor and bladder cancer. Now, we need to know these things, because if we're using saccharin and we're using the red dyes and the propylene glycol and the foods that are loaded in these additives, it's only bringing harm to us as an individual. Where do we find saccharin? Other than buying it itself, you get the sugar substitute in many products and diet foods. We have ginger, ale, soda, that's right, plain and diet sodas. The plain soda has it and the diet sodas have it. Frozen desserts, and some breakfast drinks. Then, the last one that I will deal with today is the tannin. Tannin is used in food as a flavoring. And it may lead to liver tumors, ailments, and other cancers. It's used widely in leather tanning. Where do we find tannin? Tannin is found in wine, coffee, tea, cocoa, beer, artificial flavorings like butter, fruit, caramel, brandy, and maple and the nuts. So this is just a little of the information. I mean, there's so much to learn. And like I said before, as we study more and we learn more, the Bible tells us in James chapter 4 and verse 17, to him that know to do good and do it not, it's a sin. So let's learn more. Let's get actively involved in our health. Because if you know that you need to be doing better and you're not doing better, when you get sick, there's hardly anything we can do to help you. So do what you can. Educate yourself and try to apply the principles that we teach you from week to week. This is Marlene, and if you'd like to contact us, remember, you can give us a call at 322-6273. Thanks for tuning in, and God bless.